Stupidity has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds. A profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupidity. Hosted by the incomparable Stu Gott, a man I consider a personal hero and icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stu Gott providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stu Gott's influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupidity.
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate, review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. We're bigger than Oprah. Stanzik, what episode is this? I'm very excited for this episode. I'll tell you why in a second.
You know what? I lost count. We're in the mid-50s somewhere. 56,
yeah.
Probably?
Okay. Yeah, that's 56 episodes in which neither of us have been paid.
That's it.
Unbelievable.
I know.
So listen, we have Bob Saget coming on. I call him a friend. I doubt he would call me a friend, Stanzik.
No chance.
No chance. But Bob Saget's coming on. It got me thinking. Bob Saget, because he is, I think he's one of, if not the most famous television dad of all time, he's certainly on the Mount Rushmore of most famous TV dads of all time. You would agree, right? Like, that's an easy one.
Yeah,
correct?
Yeah. I think Ty Burrell of Modern Family is giving him a run for his money, but Danny Tanner is high on the list.
But if you were to make a Mount Rushmore, and we'll ask Bob about this in a second, because here's the thing people don't know about Bob. Right now he's doing stand-up, and he's on tour, and we'll promote that. You can check out tour dates at bobsaget.com. For information about Bob's latest tour dates. Also, obviously played Danny Tanner on Full House, was the host of America's Funniest Home Videos. He had some cushy gigs, my friend. You think I have a cushy gig, Stanzik? How about Saget? I mean, seriously.
You know what I'm surprised by, though? You mentioned how he's a comedian and he's on tour. He played this, like, wholesome dad as Danny Tanner on Full House, but his comedy is rather raunchy, or so I'm told. So it's like a complete variation from wholesome dad to raunchy comedian.
Yeah, he's dirty. I mean, now he has dialed back the act a little bit, he told us last time, because maybe just age, perspective, he has kids, all that stuff, but he is dirty. He is not Danny Tanner when he's doing stand-up comedian, let me tell you that. He is the furthest thing from Danny. In fact, I wonder if Bob Saget would like Danny Tanner. I think Bob Saget would punch Danny Tanner in the face, you know what I'm saying? That'd be a good question for him.
Yeah.
But Mount Rushmore of television dads, Bob Saget would certainly... If you're not going to make him the greatest TV dad of all time, and that's fine, he would certainly be in the top four, correct?
He would, but we're getting in treacherous territory already if you're going to have me fill out this Mount Rushmore, because Bill Cosby's name is going to come up, and it just came up because I said it.
Well, Cliff Huxtable. Hey, how about that? Listen, you could put Cosby in there.
I mean, I'm not putting him in there. I think he belongs in there. It's just, what do we do now? With what we know now, does he still belong in there or not? I don't know how to treat these situations. I'm just going to go ahead and put Carl Winslow up there.
Well, hold on a second. Would you put Michael Jackson on the Mount Rushmore of pop stars, knowing what you know now?
Yes.
Okay, so you do the same thing with Bill Cosby.
All right, then Cosby's in.
All right, so is Mike Brady in?
Ooh.
That's a tough one, right?
I mean, that's a little more of your time. I don't know if I have enough viewing experience to really weigh in on that.
Did I just age myself with Mike Brady?
Yeah, no, I don't think you're, not really. I would say no.
Okay. So you would have, I would put Bob Saget, Danny Tanner on there.
Yep.
I would also put Bill Cosby on there.
Mm-hmm, that's two. Would you put Ty Burrell from Modern Family as a recent candidate?
Well, to me, Mike Brady's a lock. So I have three of my four. I have Bob, I have Bill, and I have Mike Brady. Ty Burrell.
Phil Dunphy would be his character on Modern Family.
I'm not a big Modern Family guy.
I stopped watching too, but it is still like the one lasting sitcom or whatever you would call it. Yeah, sitcom on TV.
Right. How about Howard Cunningham, Mr. C?
You're really dating yourself now.
That's happy days, man. Fonz.
That's what I'm saying. You're really dating yourself.
How about Homer Simpson?
Oh, were we doing animated characters?
I mean, I guess we are now.
That opens up a whole different
How about
portal.
Al Bundy?
Al Bundy, yeah. Tim the Toolman Taylor?
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
It's a tough one, right?
I like how we went right from animated characters to Al Bundy and Tim the Toolman Taylor, not animated characters whatsoever.
That's what we do. It's stupidity. It is just, it's a festival of stupid every week on a podcast. I mean, I want to do that, a festival of stupid. Yeah. I think we do it, right?
I think we're doing it right now.
Man, this is tricky. The fourth one, I think there are three slam dunks and I cannot come up with the fourth one. I'd be willing to take Mike Brady off for something more modern if you want. I mean.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know who else to consider. I'm sure we're leaving people out.
I mean, if you want me to go more modern than Mike Brady, I'm happy to go Ward Cleaver.
You're saying names I don't even know. They're
leave
just,
it to Beaver.
You're just not even registering.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You think Bob's going to put himself in the Mount Rushmore of TV dads?
I think Bob's got a level of arrogance, earned arrogance, that I think we're all going to appreciate.
I think so as well. I'm looking forward to having Bob Saget off with us. I really want to fill this out. You seem to want to go modern. I want to go old school because I think the television dad is dead. You know what I'm saying?
We have to cut across decades. So I'm thinking we need someone from like 1995 on.
All right, so give me one. I gave you Phil Dunphy. I've covered the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s quite well, my friend.
And I'm covering the 2010s. Is there someone we're missing in the 2000s? Possibly.
That's a good question. So wait, Modern Family, when did that debut?
I'm guessing 2010, but maybe earlier.
All right, let me check on that. Modern Family.
Tells you how prepared we are for these conversations. We're always Googling as they're happening.
Listen, it's a weekly festival of stupid. Just understand that. Modern Family debut.
2009.
All right. So you covered both decades.
Yeah, there you go. Cuts across them both.
We're covered. All right. I'm willing to put them in there.
Done.
How about that? We have our first ever Mount Rushmore. I mean, listen, we are reinventing the way radio and podcasting has been done. I'm excited to have Bob on. We're going to talk to him about a bunch of stuff. Stand-up comedian. He is raunchy. His act is raunchy, but he's also a really great guy. He's a good dude. He has been tweeting a lot about the coronavirus. We will get his thoughts on that. He's terrified. He is terrified, Stanzik, but that should be a shock to no one. Certainly not to me, because Bob is a neurotic Jew. I mean.
Yeah. Do you think he's so scared that he's not willing to pick up a phone? Cause we're very clearly vamping until he calls. Yeah. Do you think he's worried about the germs on the phone?
He probably is. I mean, he was tweeting earlier about how, are we still allowed to go bowling?
I actually went bowling this past weekend, first time in 15 years.
Did you really?
I'm not good. I don't use the holes.
What do you mean you don't use the holes?
I don't put my fingers in the bowling ball's holes.
What do you do?
I palm it? I have my palm underneath the ball, and then I go up there and I try to twist it a little as I'm releasing it so there's a little bit of spin.
Right.
Or I just try to roll it straight. I'm not very good. I didn't crack 100. So, don't take any tips from me.
Here's a tip from me. Put your fingers in the f-ing holes. That's what they're there for, okay?
Yeah, here's another tip. Stay away from bowling alleys. They're gross.
They are. I mean, the modern bowling alleys are nice, but an old school alley is disgusting.
Ooh, cesspool.
You didn't eat any food, did you?
Oh, God, no. No, we ate at a restaurant well before the bowling alley.
Did you bring your own bowling ball? Well, no, you didn't bring your own ball. How about your own shoes?
No.
You put someone's shoes on?
That's a weird scenario, too. You're going to a place and you have to wear the shoes that they have there. What is the benefit of bowling shoes? Is it just prevent you from sliding? That has to be it, right?
Yeah. Well, at that, and it's a money grab. I'm certain you could do it in your sneakers,
Right.
Like you're not going to die bowling, Yeah. It's just an extra $5 they could charge you for shoes that are way too big and floppy.
Were people losing their teeth with regular shoes in the 50s?
I am surprised. I figured you'd be a very good bowler. I had you pegged for a great bowler. No, I did. I thought you'd be good at it. Like, I just figured you're good at some of these odd games, like darts, bowling, pool. Like, you'd be good at that stuff.
No, I think those are games I would like to be good at. Like, if you could be good at one of those parlor games or have one unique skill in life, what would it be and why?
Oh, wow.
And I think my answer is pool.
Why pool?
I don't even know, but it doesn't come up that often. But to be really good at something that randomly comes up, I think is a good skill to have.
I mean, I'd want to be, you know, good at a random skill that I could parlay into a lot of money.
I knew you were going to go down that.
I think bowling is probably a good one, right? Like, to beat Pete Weber is not a bad life. Name another bowler. I dare you.
Ernie McCracken.
Ernie McCracken. Earl Anthony. How about that? All right, two. You got any more? Athletes that can know bowling? Jerome Lane. Am I playing a game by myself?
Bob's there. Hang on.
Okay.
Bob, hello?
Hello.
Hello, Bob.
Hey.
How are you?
Is this Tugats?
It is Tugats.
I feel better now.
This coronavirus has you in a tizzy, doesn't it?
Well, it doesn't. It's not good. I'm sad that people are getting it.
Right.
We all know it's going to spread, and we all know that it's going to have different levels of danger, but we don't know anything else. It's funny to watch a video of how to wash your hands. Ellen did something very funny about it, you know, a sensual washing of her hands. And, of course, they tell you that Purell wears away the layers of skin that need to protect you from the coronavirus.
Right.
So I've been drinking Purell.
And just chugging it, right.
It's amazing. It's the cleanest poop I ever had. Can't get infected from holding that. It's full of Purell.
You are.
But that's gross. I shouldn't have mentioned that. But
that's okay. But you're neurotic, Bob. It's okay. You're concerned. I noticed you on Twitter tweeting about, you know, can we go bowling?
Like, yeah, right. Those are dirty holes on those bowling balls.
So I don't touch them.
Stanzik doesn't use the holes on a bowling ball, just so you know, when he goes bowling.
Is that true?
That's true. I'm not very good, though, Bob.
Do you do duck pins?
No. Oh, no, regular.
Those are the little ones that are like shot puts, but they have no holes.
Yeah. It stands, you'd be
not,
good at that.
Do you not like holes?
There it is.
That's how it started, and that's why I tweeted it. So that was, you know. But they should clean those balls. You know, they should, the bowling alley, they should take the spray, and they should just, everything should be just majorly cleaned. I mean, this is Danny Tanner's dream, that people are being cleaner.
We were wondering before you came on. Bob Saget, he hates Danny Tanner, does he not?
No, I like Danny Tanner. I love Danny Tanner. I did them again. I there's 9 more new episodes coming up. I'm in a few of them that are coming up before the show says goodbye for good.
Right.
But there'll always be some incarnation of it. I mean, people loved the show. So I was frustrated with just when it started, but then I realized, hey, grow up. You're doing very well thanks to this show.
Right.
And
no, but I know,
learned to just act it and just play the guy.
But I know you're doing well because of the character that was created, Danny Tanner. But the real Bob Saget, if there was a real Danny Tanner, because the Bob Saget is so far away from,
not
I think.
Really. I mean, I
really?
Have a dustbuster.
Okay. You have a dustbuster?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's where the similarities end, Bob.
Maybe.
But if there was a real Danny Tanner walking around and Bob Saget met him, would Bob be friends with Danny Tanner or no? Take the money out of it.
I don't want to be friends with somebody you're like.
Right.
People always go, I got a friend, he's just like you, you're going to love him. I go, I'm self-loathing, it's not going to work. No, I do find myself doing Danny Tanner stuff, and I even talk about it in my new, the standard tour that I'm on now, it's a new hour, as you know.
Yes.
Because I came on and talked with you before when I didn't like Stugatz as much as Dan. and I just love talking about new stuff and old stuff, things that are so different from when I was a kid, but which everybody says, every generation throughout all of time. But it's interesting where I'm at right now. I'm in a more sentimental mood, and yet I'm still doing my nasty little, you know, talk about my wiener, because you got to talk about something everybody understands.
Sure.
It's universal.
You got to be relatable.
You don't have to bleep wiener, do you?
No, Bob, you could say.
Stugatz's last name, Bob.
It's my last name, and you could say whatever the f*** you want on this podcast. The podcast is called Stupidity, Bob. You could be as dirty and raunchy as you want, okay?
Oh, I thought it was just a misspell from my publicist. I apologize. I thought you guys were just so damn dumb. That's how you spelled it. but I know you're not. And you know that I'm, you know, Danny Tanner is a guy that walks around with a synthesizer and a musician to play it when he has to talk to his kids. I hear the music in my head now when I talk to my children. Honey, I know you're not feeling good about this week, and everything's going to be okay. I just hear the synthesizer. It's just, it's pretty weird.
Deej?
I don't know. I'm pretty damn happy. I just hope people are okay, you know?
Yeah.
And then we're all consumed with this news, and who's, oh, it's just crazy.
It is. Crazy world we're living in, Bob.
Yeah, we don't need it. That's the whole point of what I do, is I just want to do what you do, which is entertain people. So. Yeah.
Well, you do a great job of it. For tour dates, check it out, bobsaget.com. For all the latest tour dates, also obviously play Danny Tanner on Full House, host of America's Funniest Home Videos.
And I did the tour, the dinner theater tour of Puppetry of the Penis. That was very popular. And then I would follow that with the vagina monologues, but I couldn't do all of those parts. So it was really good to be able to, and Love Letters, I did that also. That was another play that maybe the millennials might not know about, but I like to combine as much of my private parts and relationships as possible.
Okay. BobSaget.com.
I feel like my therapist. Oh, okay.
Okay, let's keep it moving. BobSaget.com if you want more of that. BobSaget.com.
No, they don't want more of that. That was horrible.
Less than
I
that.
Just want to make people laugh and be nice to them and not touch them physically in any possible way.
Stanzik, we had Hank Azaria on the podcast. Stanzik, for some reason, is dying to play this this soundbite for you. Stanzik, go ahead, play Hank Azaria talking about Bob Saget, and we'll get Bob's reaction.
Yeah,
I
think it needs a little bit of a setup. We were playing a game with fathers and sons about how well they knew each other, like a stewlywed or a newlywed version with fathers and sons, and this was Hank's tease to break.
All right, we'll see if the fathers are more Darth Vader or Danny Tanner after the break. Who the hell's Danny Tanner?
That was it?
That was it. All.
Yeah, that's it.
And what did Hank say to any of that?
He said he didn't know who the hell Danny Tanner was.
Well, no, he didn't. But I know Hank, and he knows me. I was doing a play in New York called Privilege, and he was doing Spam-a-Lot. And so we would work out next to each other on the elliptical at the Equinox.
Right.
But he knew me as a comedian. He didn't know me as Danny Tanner. There are audiences that come to see me that know me as a comedian or as an actor and other things. And they don't know Full House because it wasn't made for them. They read books, and they don't watch, you know, a show made for 14-year-old girls.
Right.
And then the video show, they looked at that as the end of civilization as we know it. And here I am getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Television Hall of Fame, with Tommy Bergeron and Alfonso and Vindobona, which means fine wine. On 420, which is an appropriate day to do that kind of thing. But we found out since the video show started that there have been a lot more shows that are contributing to the end of civilization, I think. I miss Wipeout, the very large people bouncing on balloons and then falling in water. That to me was just beautiful television.
It was a great show. Stanzik, did he just throw his resume, spit his resume right back in Hank Azaria's face?
I think there's a beef brewing there.
Hank Azaria is brilliant. Azaria is one of my, I mean, his work, forget his voiceover work on The Simpsons, which is crazy. I mean, I'm not saying forget it. I mean, it's really good. I don't want you to forget it. But he's, you know, I was on a show of his called Huff. He had a TV show on Showtime, and it was really a great show about a shrink who was dealing with a lot of inner devils. And I was a guy who was a sitcom actor who wouldn't go back to work, and I was just doing cocaine in the desert, and I ordered little people come to my room to pleasure me, and I was watching little people porn, and Oliver Platt, his partner on the show, came to help me, or his buddy, who's a lawyer, to try to save me, and it didn't really work. Yeah. And I've known him off and on for lots of time. He's so damn talented. The Birdcage. I mean, there's so many movies he's in that he's so great in. So all I'm doing is slobbering all over Hank Azaria right now.
Well, listen, I become friends with Hank, and he loves you too. He was joking; it was a joke, but he does. He loves and respects you.
He spoke well of me.
He did. He spoke very well of you.
So. I like everything about him but his six-pack, because he's got one. It really bothers me.
All right, surprisingly ripped. I know. Who lasted longer in the elliptical machine? You or Azaria?
Oh, he was in Spamalot, so he had to dance. And I was in a thing where I played kind of an Ivan Boesky insider trader character who goes to jail. And all you do there is sit. So he was rock starring on that thing. But I would stay on the same amount of time. It's just his legs were moving. He could do anything. He's just he's quite an amazing talent and person.
As are you. Check out tour dates coming up. BobSaget.com is where you'll get all the information. Bob, I'm going to do some quick kind of, you know, fill in the blank type stuff, and then we got a little game and we'll get you out of here, okay?
Okay, great.
Well, we were discussing the Mount Rushmore of television dads before you came on here, and so I'm wondering, the Mount Rushmore of TV dads, according to Bob Saget, who played Danny Tanner, is blank.
Well, as a youngster, I was watching The Brady Bunch, but I don't know why I can't. I did. Let me go back. I guess Fred McMurray, My Three Sons, as a kid. I guess The Partridge Family, Robert Reed. I think Tom Bosley on Happy Days. This is my frame of reference.
Mm-hmm.
And then, God, who else?
You're going to put Danny Tanner on there, aren't you? You only get four,
well, it's
Bob.
Myself. I don't know if I would do that. That seems impolite. I would do it if I could dust it and do maintenance on it.
Right.
And clean it and polish it. I wouldn't put The Cause up there because he's eating Jell-O in jail right now. So,
Stanzi put Cosby on his. He reluctantly put Cosby. He didn't know what to do with Cosby, but I guess
he
you just solved that for
amazing.
Us.
I mean, it's like ridiculous. But he would put himself up there because he was always saying he knew more about children than anybody else. And as they, you know, became into young womanhood, he didn't get to know them as well because they were sleeping. But I don't know. If you look at modern television, I guess, I think John Goodman would be up there. I guess I would be up there. Maybe Tim Allen would be up there. I don't know.
All right, but we got the gist of it, though. But you can't narrow it down to four is the problem, right?
Well, it's hard because you take down, I mean, Cosby would be up there if he hadn't acted out in the way he did in his own life. Mm. Who's another popular one that you guys loved?
Well, I had Mike Brady up there. I had you. I had Bill Cosby as well, although I'm rethinking that now. And then we ended on Ty Burrell. Is that right, Stanzik?
That's right, for Modern Family.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really good. Bryan Cranston was good on Malcolm in the Middle, but he didn't get the notoriety for it at the time.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
a good one.
Trying to think if there's anybody else. I always liked Bill Bixby on Court Trip of Eddie's Father, but no one listening to this right now knows what I'm talking about.
But Bob, they don't even know Mike Brady. I mean, seriously, Stanzik got no idea.
They don't know Mike Brady. No, yeah, they know the Brady Bunch. They do.
Yeah, well,
I
mean, listen.
Happy Days, I think.
I don't know. Stanzik,
really.
Our producer here, how old are you, Dan?
I turned 34 next week.
He's 34. I said Mike Brady. He was like, who?
Nah, that's not true. I knew Mike Brady.
Not really.
Yeah.
He's a really bad football player.
His
perm got caught in his helmet. They should have never had the whole family switch to perms. That was just, to do it all in unison is just scary.
Stupidity! All right, let's take a minute here for Upstart. Between hitting the gym, eating cleaner, or learning a new skill, there's a lot of ways we could better ourselves in the new year, but I can't think of one that's more important than starting the year off tackling high-interest credit card debt. My friends at Upstart.com are here to help. Upstart is the revolutionary lending platform that offers smarter rates to help you pay off high-interest credit card debt. Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter rate. How about that? Upstart believes you're more than just your credit score. They believe in you. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate. Since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit score. That's very important. Will not affect your credit score. The hard pull happens if you accept your rate. The best part? Once the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. The next day, over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards or meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment. Do it with Upstart. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot. And hurry to upstart.com/stew to find how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. That's upstart.com/Stu. Stupidity! Bob Saget with us. Check out tour dates coming up. BobSaget.com. The John Stamos trait that Bob Saget wishes he had is blank.
I would just say hair. Just hair, hair, yeah. Hair.
That's a good one. Same question, but Dave Coulier.
What trait he has that I want?
Yes.
That's going to be a tough one.
Oh, boy.
The woodchuck? No, that's not it. Actually, Dave's very athletic. He's a really good hockey player. I guess I would enjoy some of that, but I've had, like, I was running for too long, and I busted my meniscus, so I can't really skate like I wanted to. So, but I envy that about Dave. He's a really good athlete.
You made a movie once with Artie Lang and Norm Macdonald. So in a weird game, how'd that movie do, by the way, Bob?
The movie didn't make any money, but it became a cult favorite.
It's hilarious.
We're looking at making a sequel.
Really?
And so we've had meetings with MGM, and we have permission for a while, so we'll see what happens.
All right, so the movie was Dirty Work back in 1998. It is hilarious. Stanzik, you love it, right?
Oh, my God, so funny.
It's Norm, and it's Fred Wolf wrote it with the main writer was Frank Sebastiano and Norm. And it's a very special movie. It will always be funny to me. And I spent a year of my life doing it, so it drove me insane. but we're thinking about doing a sequel, which would be pretty damn hilarious because Norm Macdonald's one of the funniest people on the earth.
All right, so in a weird game where you have to deliver the best Norm Macdonald story, and if you do so, you win $10 million. The Norm Macdonald story that Bob Saget goes with is blank.
Okay, Dirty Work had not been released yet. Artie Lang, Norm, and I went golfing in New York, upstate, a little bit outside of the city. Artie has a brand new Cadillac. He says, I'm going to drive back. I said, no, Artie, you know what? I'm going to drive back. I felt like I was the more healthy-minded person. So I drive back into the city. I hit a giant pothole, and I pop his tire, and I bend his axle. And Norm goes, nice work, Saget. So then we pull over to the side of the road. A tow truck just happens to be coming by. The guy goes by, and then I said, will you fix it? He goes, $800. I went, okay, there's an ATM. Okay. So he fixes it, and then Norm says, this guy really wants your autograph for his kid. And I went, okay, I'll give him an autograph. That's no problem. So the guy's all finished. I give him the money. He fixes the car. He unbends whatever was wrong with the axle, which is impossible, but he was like Hercules. He changes the tire for $800. And then I said, okay, just give me an address so I can mail you an autograph for your kid. He goes, what are you talking about, man? I don't know who you are. And Norm and Artie are on the pavement slapping it, laughing their asses off because they made a fool out of me. Because what guy goes over to a guy and says, let me give you my autograph? And that's the story. It doesn't have the biggest finish, but I was the fool of the man with the tow truck.
I love it. BobSaget.com is the website. Check it out for upcoming tour dates. The coolest thing at the Bob Saget wedding was blank, besides John Mayer.
I have to say my wife.
Right.
Because she was incredibly cool at it and wonderful and gracious. And that night, there was some action.
All right. The thing you spent
the coolest person at the night, I guess, would John Mayer, John Stamos. I mean, it's a bunch of dear friends. Right. And I'm dancing, and Norman Lear's next to me with his wife dancing, and I'm like, my God, I want to be him one day. And that would be 30 years from now, so more than that. He's 97. he's a miracle. I'm in love with him.
Which John?
In fact, I would have married him, but people would probably have talked.
the John that Bob likes the best is John Stamos or John Mayer?
Oh, this is an impossible question.
It's a good one.
The John I like the best is the toilet because every hour after I eat, I just love it. I just, I can't use them anymore. We can't use toilets anymore.
Let me try it this way. The John that Bob could get on this podcast, on the phone, quicker is Stamos or Mayer?
At this moment in time, at this second, Stamos would be more accessible.
Okay.
But John Mayer is off the grid.
Right.
But I've known and loved John Stamos almost my whole life. I mean, you know, half my life. And we've always been there for each other. We lost our parents. We lost, you know, we just had a lot of, we've been through a lot with each other. John Mayer and I started to become friends about 15 years ago, and I just love him to death. He's just, he's got a giant heart. In fact, it's oversized. It's 2 feet in width. Most of his chest cavity is heart.
Bob, you know I'm incapable of doing any of these without asking for favors. I'm telling you right now, I love the Dead. I love what Mayer has done because he has been able to kind of bridge generations where now my kids love the Dead only because he's playing with them. So I'm gonna make a proposal to you right now, okay? Hank Azaria hosting a Stooliewood game. John Mayer is your current best friend, or he's certainly up there. He's in your top five in terms of friends. I am going to bring on my best friend, and we're going to see who knows their best friend better, me or you. Is that fair? You bring on Mayer, I'll bring on my best friend.
That sounds adorable.
Thank you. Stanza, we have a date.
Done.
Who's your best friend?
I mean, my best friend is no one famous. I can come up with a famous one if you want, but my best friend is Rob Hazen, but I can go off the board and get someone famous if you like.
No, don't do that. That'll be good. Okay. is it a competition? Does somebody win something?
Yes. What do you win, Stanza? T-shirts?
Pride. Stickers. Pride. I don't know.
All right. So Stanza, are you down with this? It will be Hank Azaria hosting, Bob Saget and John Mayer versus me and my best friend.
I'm in.
All right. Bob, you're in? We have an agreement here?
It sounds very romantic. I couldn't say no to that.
BobSaget.com is the website. We'll get you out of here on this game. We're going to play a little game with you. Okay, Bob?
I love games. Let me just get my pants off.
Jesus Christ. Well, actually, before we get to the game, Stanza, go ahead. You had a great, your brother's been telling you stories about Bob and Stamos for years. So why don't you go ahead and ask that question?
Yeah, Bob, I just need you to confirm this story. For literally 10 years, my brother Pat's been telling me that you and Stamos in public will suddenly reprise the role of Danny Tanner and Uncle Jesse just to freak drunk people out. Like you'll be at a urinal.
I actually talked about it one of my specials. We went into a urinal at the Laugh Factory in L.A., and we're standing there, and a 17-year-old kid came in, and he's in between us in a urinal, and I go, how's it going, Jesse? And he goes, oh, it's going good. How's it going, Danny? I said, I don't know. It's a little bit of blood in my urine. I'm having some trouble. I think I'm passing a stone. And then the kid's like, holy shit, that's Danny Tanner and Uncle Jesse. Anyway, oh my God, Full House is real. So that was, and then he peed all over himself. That's kind of the punchline. But that's, we brought pleasure to the young man. That was after we were done.
Oh God. Am I allowed? I love that. How I love that. Stanley, thank you for asking that.
Yeah.
Tell your brother confirmed.
I know.
Well, people do see us. I just did an event for his sister. A wonderful event called Illumination, and it's about getting housing for homeless people. And they raised over $1 million on Sunday night. And John and I are there. They want a picture of John. All of a sudden, I stick my head in it, or they want a picture of me, and John sticks his head in it. And people go crazy because they know we have a band love for each other. So it's pretty special to have someone in your life that long that you legitimately love and know so well that you don't even have to talk to each other.
BobSaget.com is the website. All right, we're going to get you out of here on this game. Like five questions. I have to, because I have to run. I'm the one who has to leave, not Bob. It's crazy.
Your dime.
Saget, Stamos, or Coulier? That's the name of the game, okay?
Oh, okay.
Am I saying his name correctly? Stanzig and I
were. Coulier is correct. He used to have a W in it.
Yeah, I called him Cloutier for some reason for a while. I don't know what I was doing there.
No, that doesn't make sense. I think that's an insect.
I think you're right. Saget, Stamos, or Coulier? Who is the best cook?
I think John. Okay. John would always barbecue, would love doing it. We'd wear the chef's hat and the apron, and he would just cook chicken and all kinds of stuff. I mean, I know it doesn't sound hard, but he just did it more. Okay. Dave would be happy with a beer and some pea salad. Just regular frozen peas mixed with mayonnaise. And we're like, what are you doing? He goes, this is great. Go, okay, Dave.
Canadians. I mean,
I think I answered that, didn't I?
Yeah, I think you did. I think you did Stamos because he can make chicken.
Yeah, exactly. He can make chicken.
He can grill chicken. Congratulations.
So yeah, I've got a couple of things up my sleeve cooking-wise, but I always get angry and give up.
Right. Like what? Like what's your go-to dish?
What do I make? I mean, I could make just about anything. I would put, like, before I knew any better, I would put, like, salmon on the grill. Right. This is when I was starting out. And then I would, like, flip it. And then when you flip it, it all falls into the grill. It's over. You know, you got to keep it on its back. And then the other thing I messed up years ago, I had a bunch of comedians over for Thanksgiving. And I cooked the turkey with all the giblets wrapped in newspaper inside of it. So it was about as pathetic as it could have been. It was horrible.
Oh God. BobSaget.com. The most unhealthy eater, Saget, Stamos, or Coulier?
Dave Coulier.
Yeah, I think you just covered that. Peas and beer, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, you just give him a big bag of Doritos and a bunch of beer, and he's just real happy. Lays there, and he can make any sound come out of his body he wants on cue. He can make them fake or he can make them real. And, you know, everybody has a frat guy they know that can do that, but he can flatulate on cue. Right. And sometimes to do it, he has to make the accordion, which means he has to crank his body. So he takes his entire abdomen, and he just goes in half like an L, and just keeps going up and down and up and down, and sooner or later, it just comes out, and it's a horrible sound. It's like a cheese fondue that fell apart.
Stanza, get him on the podcast.
That was amazing.
I mean, I just want to hear him do that. Which one of the three of you is least likely to know who Levitard and I are? Saget, Stamos, or Coulier?
Maybe Stamos. Because Dave been on your show?
No, but he's a big sports fan, so I have a feeling he knows who we are.
That's why I think he would know. And how about John? Has he been on your show?
John has not been on our show, but he should be on our show.
John knows nothing about sports.
Okay.
So.
All right. But we're gonna, listen.
But you're funny guys. You're funny guys. So Dave would know you more than John would.
When we're done with Mayer, we'll get on to Stamos, okay? Like that, we'll have Stamos on as well, okay?
Perfect.
I love this. This is great. Who's going to live the longest? Saget, Stamos, or Coulier?
We all have to live at least to 100 because we have too many people to take care of. So I would say I have to live to 100, 102 minimum. Right. Stamos should live a long time. He's in really good shape. Dave's been doing well. He's been cutting out a lot of things that aren't good for you. So he's not as junky an eater as he was. So
okay.
I don't know. I hope we all live a long time.
Okay.
Because you want to see, like, the Sunshine Boys version of Full House.
Yes.
Where they've outlived all the kids.
All the kids are dead, but you three are still hanging around.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And the grandkids are dead, right?
Call it Death House.
Death House. Who's the most likely to use their fame to get into a concert, restaurant, or party? Saget, stage. Let's end it right there. BobSaget.com.
I'm a promo ho. Hi, this is Bob Saget. Do you have a table tonight? Well, no, I don't think we have anything. I'm really sorry. I go, can I talk to your manager? He's not available, but okay. And then he gets on, and I go, hi, it's Bob Saget. Hey, how you doing? You know, I know you from the past restaurant I used to run. Yeah, your server, whoever answered the phone was saying that you had no tables. Oh, my God, Bob, 8 o'clock.
I love it. That's exactly.
I'm a millennial. I don't really care who you are, but you sound old, so no thank you.
Yeah. And just so you know, Bob, I do the same thing. And if Stugatz doesn't work, I go to Levitard. If Levitard doesn't work, I start telling him I'm Bob Saget. So, I mean,
you should always say you're me, always.
All right, I'll get you out of here. BobSaget.com is the website for upcoming tour dates. He's got a lot going on. Everything that's going on in your life is right there at BobSaget.com, correct?
Everything. There's pictures of my butt, everything you need.
All right, Bob, we appreciate the time as always. You've always been great to our show. We love you.
You too.
We appreciate
I really enjoy talking to you guys always. And okay. I don't have a favorite between the two of you, Dan, but I don't have a favorite.
Well, thank you, Bob. John Mayer, next time you come on this thing, okay?
Yeah, that's how we got to figure that out. That's going to take a while, but we will make it happen.
We will make it happen. I appreciate you, Bob, very much. You've been great to us. Thank you so much.
You too. Have a great one.
Stupidity! All right, let's take a minute here for ZipRecruiter. The best teams start with great talent, but finding the right people can be a challenge. Just look at the Knicks. Hey, how about that? They should use ZipRecruiter. When it comes to hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter can help you find the right candidates for your team fast. From healthcare to manufacturing to business services and more. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 top job sites, but they don't stop there. No, they don't. They don't stop there. How about that? You think they're going to stop, but they don't. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right skills and experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. You can even add screening questions to your job listing so you can filter candidates to focus on the best one. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 to 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, to try ZipRecruiter for free, our listeners can go to ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. That's ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Stupidity!
All right, Stanzik, Bob Saget, that was fun. I loved your question. Like, your brothers, you know, asking if those two are ever just in character when they're in their everyday life. That was fun. How'd you feel about it?
I mean, Saget's great. Very funny. His Norm MacDonald story, not very funny. But
yeah, not the winner. Not going to win $10 million, that's for sure. I mean, I might have a better Norm MacDonald story, and I've never met the guy.
I know. It was very weak. It had a lot of potential, too. It was going in all the right places, and then it just kind of crashed and burned.
Well, because he perked up. Like, he perked up in a way and started to tell the story in a way, you know, that suggested that he had something good. Like, he had the goods. He had the $10 million story. That's what you thought you were getting, right?
Yeah, he didn't even hesitate. He was just like, all right, Norm story, here we go, got it.
Right.
And it started with him taking the keys after playing golf, thinking he's the most sober, and I'm like, this is going to be excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't just exactly stick the landing.
No.
I mean, Mary Lou Retney is not.
I mean. A gymnast reference. Look at you. I already went with Carrie Strug.
That is the most famous stick the landing. It's Carrie Strug on the one ankle, and then she's being hugged and cradled by Bella Carolla.
Wow.
Listen, what don't mess reference. With me in gymnastics, okay? Bart Connor, what do you got?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
The 84 Olympic gymnastic team was one of the all-time greats. I'm telling you. Mitch Gaylord, get him on. Bart Connor, get him on. I'd actually want Mary Lou Retton, would you?
Sure.
Would you want Carrie Strug?
Why not?
Get them both on.
It's an Olympic year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Get them both on. Get everyone. All right, so Bob was good. Plus, this is exciting, okay? We have a Stooliewood appointment, Bob Saget and John Mayer with Hank Azaria hosting it versus me and my best friend. How about that?
I don't think it's going to happen, but it was agreed to.
Why do you think it won't happen? Bob will do it for us.
And Mayer's tough to pin down.
He's been pinned down before, trust me. He is tough to pin down, but I think we can pull this off. I do.
All right.
I mean, do you feel like that was a bad angle for me to go in on Mayer?
No. I'm not doubting the angles that you take.
No, but it did dawn on me. There's a lot of work that goes into a Stooliewood game that I don't think Mayer wants to deal with.
I know. There's a lot of advanced planning that has to happen. I need some alone time with Mayer.
Listen, this podcast is all about me parlaying. I take famous people and parlay it into alone time with their more famous friends.
Exactly. Tried and true formula. That's it.
Yes. Man, I don't know if that was the right angle. Now I feel like if I had a redo, that's one part of the interview I would redo. That part right there.
Okay.
Because I feel like he would have just called Mayer right on the spot for us. You know?
Well, if you didn't have to go, that would have gone for 2 hours, I think.
That's on me. Anyway, we love Bob Saget. Check him out at bobsaget.com. By the way, we never finished, and you left me alone. I was playing a game of athletes that connote bowling. I was playing all by myself. That's right. Lane. Hey,
I gave you Ernie McCracken, didn't I? Or was I just naming famous bowlers? I forget. I had to answer the phone. Bob was calling.
No. So, okay. We were all thrown off at the very, when he called in, we were in the middle of a game. I told you to name 5 bowlers.
Yeah, okay? And I couldn't. I named one, a fictional one.
I named Pete Weber and Earl Anthony. You came in with who?
Ernie McCracken from Kingpin.
Okay, and then I morphed into my own game, athletes that can know bowling. But you left me alone because you were answering the phone because Bob Saget was calling in. So I just said Jerome Lane, and I was playing a game by myself. There was no one else there. You left me.
I'm sorry about that. Curse the alley.
Oh, what? Whoa.
Yeah.
All right, I got my new ball. How about that?
Oh, come on.
What do you mean, come on?
Come on.
What? Lonzo Ball.
Ball. Bowling ball. Okay.
Don Shula. All right. Shoes.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man.
What else you got? You got anything? Hey, bowling's a tricky one. Kirstie Alley is fantastic, by the way.
I'm going to harken back to our Thanksgiving episode, Turkey Jones, because when you get three strikes in a row, it's a turkey.
Oh, wow. That's very, very good.
You are... It's a deep cut. That was a deep cut there.
It could have been Turk Wendell, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's true.
Get him on.
Is there a strike or a spare? Is there anybody out there?
There has
a pin?
Be a strike. There has to be a strike.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hold on. There has to be a strike. Yeah. Famous strikers? Famous there has to be.
Yeah. I mean.
No, hold on.
There's
an
angle there. Strike. Steve Stricker?
Steve Stricker?
Yeah. Boom. Got it.
We got it. People named, I'm actually Googling famous people named Strike.
Yeah.
Is that terrible?
Yes.
What do you mean?
You got to work on Spare now.
Famous people named Spare. Hold on a second.
Yeah, Spare.
Rory Sparrow?
Sparrow.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Spare. What other bowling terms? Hold on. That's a good way of doing bowling terms. Okay, hold on one second. Turkey Jones was fantastic.
Yeah. Strike, spare, turkey. Frame? Is there a frame?
Ooh.
Like 10th frame, first frame?
Split.
Oh, right, right. The 7-10 split.
There's got to be.
Oh, there's
great.
A Tiago Splitter.
There.
Former Spur.
Oh, bam. How good is that? All right, I have bowling terms here just so.
Okay, yeah, throw them at
help,
me.
Right?
Or roll them at me. Roll.
Hey,
that's one. Roller.
Hey, Roland. Yeah,
Scott Roland, my best friend.
Get him on. He's in your cell phone right now. When are we going to do the Roland interview?
I don't know. Whenever. When he gets in the Hall of Fame.
Rack.
Ooh, Rack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rack's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, so wait, hold on. Let's
rack
some of the bonds up in here.
Okay.
All right, so athletes that can know bowling, we of course have Don Shula shoes.
Okay. Manute Bol.
We have Manute Bol.
Bol Bol, his son.
Bol Bol. Yes.
Lonzo Ball, you had.
We have the balls are done.
Yep.
Okay, we have we're done with.
Unless there's a holes we can do in there.
Oh, I'm sure there's a holes.
Yeah.
We have a Jerome Lane.
Yep.
We have a Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie,
whatever.
I don't even know. Yeah.
Tomato. Yeah. We have what was the other? Scott Rowland.
Scott Rowland. Turkey Jones.
Turkey Jones.
Okay. Is that it? I felt like we had more.
I felt like we had more too. We were rolling there. But hold on, this is good.
Oh, Steve Stricker. We had Steve Stricker.
Steve Stricker, right?
Yeah, yep. For strike. Didn't really get a spare. We don't have a spare yet.
We don't. Do we have I'm working on the spare, I promise you. I promise you.
Mm.
I'm looking at some bowling terms here.
Okay. There's rack,
strike,
there was
spare, pin.
Pin. Yeah, I was thinking like Penny Hardaway, Penny, but that's not great.
There's got to be a pin out there, right?
Yeah.
Hold on, famous pins.
Yeah.
Famous people with the name Pin.
Yeah.
People named Pin.
Oh, we couldn't get a frame either.
Framegate.
Like Framingham.
Pin. There's got to be a pin. How come we're struggling with pins? I can't believe how bad of a bowler you are, by the way.
I know. I'm just not good.
Did you notice, by the way, Super Bowl week when we had someone on the podcast that was a pro bowler and Billy thought pro bowler meant a pro bowler?
Yeah, I think it was Juju Smith-Schuster.
It was Juju Smith-Schuster. Yeah. Very good out of you.
Yeah.
Perfect game.
300, yeah.
Pitch, pocket, re-rack, sandbagging, really?
Really?
Yeah, spare, split, strike, turkey, and eventual.
What's is there something else for like four strikes in a row, two strikes in a row, or is just the turkey's three?
I think the turkey is three.
Yeah, that's it.
What are four strikes in bowling?
I don't think it's anything.
It's a four bagger.
Ooh,
Jeff Bagwell. We're back.
Sort of.
Kind of. What do they call five strikes in a row? Bagger, just a bagger. Jeff Bagwell. How about that? What do they call seven strikes in a row?
I don't know.
Turkey ham bone.
No, it's not.
That's what it says.
Oh, my God.
Gutter ball.
Go gutter, yeah. Is there
the
like
Gutenberg?
The Gutenberg. There you go.
Gutenberg.
Gutterberg.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
A strike that crosses to the wrong side of the head pin. It's called the Brooklyn.
Come on, Brooklyn Decker.
There you go. That's why I was
Boom.
Giving it to you.
Boom.
You like that?
Sure. Like her.
Do we have a pocket?
Ooh. Like corner pocket? Isn't that pool?
Pocket hitting the front pin dead center often results in a split. Therefore, the best place for a right-handed player to hit the pins is just through the right of the head pin, known as the pocket. Tupac Shakur. Two pockets.
I think we just hit a new low.
Stupidity.